Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Cricket Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cricket Podcast, where the IPL is back. It's Chennai. They beat RCB in one of the most IPL-y games of all time. It featured Dhoni running someone out, Kohli batting kind of slowly, a disco at half-time. Really, really banal commentary. I'm Jack Hope. I'm joined by Max Roy-Brown. How are you doing, Max? Are you happy the IPL is back?
I am. I'm happy that the IPL is back. I'm happy that CSK won. And I'm completely hammered because I was playing drink every time they talk about there being two bouncers and over. And now I need my stomach pumped.
There was lots of talk about that, wasn't there? It was interesting. And probably fair to say that RCB made full use
They did.
Those bouncers. Here's what we'll be talking about today. We've obviously got the Dhoni news. That came in after our preview. So we'll be talking Dhoni handing on the captaincy to Rishresh Gaikwad. We'll be talking about the game, RCB's double fight back and then eventual loss. And we'll be looking forward to the weekend. We've got four incredible matches to preview pretty quickly, I imagine, and make some predictions on. Max, before we get into all of that, I'm just going to remind the listeners that they need to like and subscribe to the Cricket Podcast wherever they are listening or watching. Get your phone out right now and do that. I checked the numbers, Max. 65% of people who listen or watch the Cricket Podcast aren't subscribed. Can you believe that?
That's so many. That's such a big
number.
That's
so many. Yeah, so if you're one of those people, sort it out and click that subscribe button. Max, do you want to summarize the cricket match? Or do you want to do Dhoni first?
Let's summarize the cricket match.
Let's do the cricket.
We can round off with Dhoni later on. But obviously, well, I mean, you've made the first point. There were many questions ahead of this game that needed answering. One of those questions, as you rightly point out, what will the post-Dhoni CSK era look like? Will they still be the machine that they are with Rishresh Gaikwad in charge? And on the other side, RCB, are they as bad as they look on paper, as we at least thought? Will their name change, their subtle move to Royal Challengers Bengaluru, be as successful as previous name changes as purported by the Delhi Capitals and the Punjab Kings? Three teams who've changed their names, three teams who've won nothing ever. And as you said, Jack, IPL, very IPL-y. The more things change, the more they stay the same. It was a blueprint for the IPL and playing against CSK at the Chepauk. You turn up and you get beat. That's how it works. They threatened RCB. They threatened at the start. Faf got going pretty quickly. Tempered, of course, by Virat Kohli's 21 off 20. Holding him a bit back. And then it all went wrong. Mustafa Zur in because Patarana is injured, probably. And he made full use of his opportunity. Four wickets and really ripped the heart out of the RCB innings. But the bright sparks were there. Anuj Rawat, brilliant innings from him. 48 of 25. Ran out, trying to run off the bye off the last ball. And DK as well. Last last year for him, but showing that he's still got it. And they managed to get to a fairly competitive score in the end. RCB, not too bad, 173-6. But Ravindra came out, smashed the ball all over the place with a little bit of luck on his side, 37 off 15, and basically won the game in the first 8 or 9 overs. There were 100 odd for two CSK. There was a bit of a wobble. RCB did fight back, made it look a little closer, but in the end, Jadeja came in, steadied the ship. Dubé put the shine on it, and it was a comfortable win for CSK at the Chipork.
Yeah, it was pretty comfortable. Where do we want to go first? We've got a few star performers. We've got the Fizz. He bowled very well. We've got Ravindra making his IPL debut. You can choose which one of them would you like to praise the most.
Let's go with Mustafa Zur, because we've just been saying about how it was all typical CSK at the Chipork, but actually there were a few things in this game that were atypical. That being for CSK, the damage dealers being the Pacers, and Mustafa Zur in particular. He bowled beautifully. Some really, really good variations on his slower balls, cutters, leg cutters, off cutters, really using the full repertoire. And there was swing at the start as well, both from both sides. It looked it was a bit juicy, and there was a bit in it for the seamers. And no wickets for the CSK spinners. Tikshana got a little bit of treatment, and just the one wicket for RCB spinners as well. So it was quite interesting from that point of view that actually it was CSK's Pacers that did the damage to RCB, and Mustafa Zur was the main man, and he stepped into his role beautifully, and more than made up for his co-conspirators at the other end, who didn't have such a fine day with the ball, it would be fair to say.
Yeah, I mean, Deshpande's always a laugh, isn't he? Deshaster, as we've taken to calling him. He actually bowled quite well last season, and then this year, things haven't started as well.
Well, he took lots of wickets last year, but it was quite expensive doing it, wasn't he?
There was always the kind of vibe that maybe he was lucky that it didn't turn out worse than it did. Then maybe there's a little bit of Dhoni magic in there or something, keeping the wheels on. But this year, if it's a sign of things to come, it's not great from that perspective. But yeah, I thought they did pretty well in the field. What did you make of Rishraj Gaikwad taking over as captain?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I mean, just the whole thing in general was a massive surprise. Obviously, it happened the eve of the tournament, the day after we'd just done our last preview. So cheers for that, guys. Thanks. Really appreciate it. make us look like fools. I mean, I suppose we shouldn't be that surprised, should we? Because he tried to do it 2 years ago and gave it to Jadeja, and it all went tits up. And then he took it back. Jadeja was going to leave. Then he didn't leave. And there was a whole hoo-ha. So we probably shouldn't be surprised that it was something that Dhoni was looking to do. But I think it was still a bit surprising that they decided to announce it literally the last moment. Now, whether that means he'd decided before and they thought we'll avoid all the nonsense in the build-up that overshadows everything else and puts loads of pressure on and just get it like done last minute and kind of let the start of the IPL take over, sort of, you know, like
control the news
government
cycle.
Yeah, niche reference, but like the British government do on the last day before Easter recess, throw out all the legislation that no one wants to know about and bury it. Maybe that's what they were going for. That's the kind of vibe. Just sneak it through without anyone particularly noticing and hyping it up. Or maybe he literally just got up and was like, don't fancy it.
But like said, he knew last week. So yeah. You know, he decided at least 7 days ago that he was going to make this call. I mean, it's obviously pretty momentous, isn't it? Like, this means it's the first IPL season where none of the so-called big three, Rohit, Kohli, and Dhoni, will be leading a team. It very much does feel like a new era. From a CSK point of view, though, it started as well as it kind of could. I thought Gaikwad did a pretty good job in the field, used his bowl as well. Deshpande clearly as we said, is going to be a problem at the death, but I don't think there's anything you can really do about that. Like, he has to bowl at some point. Like,
they haven't got their key man for that bit, have they? But no, I think you're right. Yeah, I think he did well at the start when things looked like they were getting a bit out of hand, and he very quickly changed things up, brought Mustafa Zour in, got Deepak Chahar to change ends. Both of those things worked brilliantly. So maybe the Dhoni magic's rubbed off on Gaikwad. Dhoni was still very much involved, though. Field placings, marshalling the troops. So it's not like, he's clearly not just going to step back and do nothing, which is important, because if you've been in charge for that long and you are that good in your role, it's a difficult balance to strike, isn't it? You don't want to tread on the toes of the new guy, but also, like, there's so much experience there that will be really useful to lean on. So I think striking that balance is going to be really important going forward. But it looks to me from first viewing that, you know, all the major decisions were sensible, and it looked like, looked like they knew what they were doing. So that's good. I don't know how much the selection would be down to Gaikwad, though, Jack. I mean, Moeen Ali wasn't there. What did you make of that? Was a bit of a surprise, I thought.
Kind of an interesting call. I mean, obviously they wanted, I guess, the maybe slightly more dependable batter in Daryl Mitchell. Maybe not as good or as explosive as Moeen, but you'd probably say slightly more reliable. Certainly if you put them side by side, and that was the decision you were making, like, who's the most reliable batter here? You'd go with Mitchell. So I assume that's the kind of process they went through. What surprised me was that they did it at home. Like, I can see an argument for not playing Moeen Ali at some venues in the IPL when you're already carrying Jadeja and Tikshana. Like, do you need a third spinner at some grounds? Maybe not, but at home, you'd have thought that would be an option that they would want. Maybe they had a bit of advanced knowledge of the pitch. Like, it didn't seem to be one that was ragging or keeping low or particularly slow. Yeah, it was like, it came on pretty well, I thought. So maybe they did it from that perspective, or maybe they're just moving on in general, and that's what they want. They want, like, a solid lineup that bats all the way down.
Yeah, maybe. Particularly, also just a lot of right-handers in the RCB side, so maybe off-spin, you're not even... Yeah, the time when you might try and get a couple of Moeen Ali overs, you're not expecting there to be an option for the matchup. So if you want to use Ravindra, you've got that option.
Exactly, and if Ravindra is going to bat like he did today, where he came out, you know, firing from ball one. Like, I don't think he played a single defensive shot in his innings. I mean, it wasn't a long innings. He scored quite a few runs, but it was one of those statement, kind of arrival announcement type innings.
Yeah.
If he's going to bat like that, he will get out cheaply sometimes. And maybe you want the insurance policy of someone like Daryl Mitchell a little bit lower down your order versus someone who is probably more of an exploiter of a foundation in Moeen Ali. You don't typically think long innings, you think long sixes when we talk Moeen Ali. So I wonder if that was what was going on there. RCB, Max, it was vintage RCB, really, wasn't it? Like, they started pretty well. One of the openers smashing the ball to all parts. It looked like they were going to, you know, follow a similar trend to last year, but they've supposedly lengthened their batting order a little bit. So it was actually looking really nice after four overs. And then, like, 3 minutes later, they were 40-3. Their best batter was out. The guy who'd been doing all the damage, he was out as well. Patadar, who's like their domestic hope at number three, he was out. And all momentum had kind of been squandered. And in a sense, they did it a little bit with the ball later on, didn't they? They kind of fought back into the game, and you thought, oh, a wicket here, and it's going to happen. RCB are going to rip up the form book, break all expectations. But in the event, what happened was basically what always happens to RCB, wasn't it? What did you make of them? What's your judgment on RCB?
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, because, I mean, I think a lot of what we considered might be their issue in this game, going into it, would be the lack of spin. Because, you know, I mean, there's no leader there. There's no obvious candidate for your frontline spinner. We saw two overs of Khan Sharma, who took the one wicket when Ravindra holed out, and two overs from Mayank Daggar, who went for six runs off both of those overs. So you might wonder whether they left a couple out there, but it didn't chime in with the tactics they went with. And it ended up being what we thought might actually be their strength that was their downfall in the end. Glenn Maxwell, disaster. the sort of the middle order ballast that we thought Cameron Green could come in and be aggressive, and he plodded 18 runs off 22. And then it ended up being, you know, Anuj Rawat, how will he get on? Dinesh Kartik, is he too old? Blasting them at the end, and they caught up. It was like it was a reverse Jabbok innings. They did get off to a quick start, but then normally you just sort of consolidate a bit, and they had to rebuild and then go hard at the end, which they did. But it was just, I think it was just quite clear that there are a lot of patches in this side that they need to sort out, and whether they're going to be able to do that is a real question. I mean, tactically, I thought they didn't do too badly. Like that fight back in the middle overs where they were bowling short. I mean, they were doing it. Mitchell was struggling with it, and Shivam Dubé basically is just there to like smash long sixes off pitched up spinners, and they didn't give him that option, which is, I think, why they didn't go with any more overs of Mayank Daggar, because those two guys at that point, he thought, you know, we've done that job, we'll take that, and we'll try and restrict them another way. And it sort of worked. But you're looking at that, like, how are you going to restrict them at the death? You just got them back to a point, like you said, where CSK actually needed to do something to win the game. And who do you turn to finish it off? And there's no one there. You're not looking at any one of those players and going, yeah, you're the guy who I can rely on to keep things tight and give me a shout tracking this game back. And that ultimately, I think, is where RCB have a problem. They've got bits of their side that look bright and they can do things and they'll probably win them some games, but there's not enough reliability throughout to sustain a challenge. I think that's where I've landed on, yeah. RCB.
I think this is the sort of game where that they could have won as well. Yeah. If you're RCB, like, they did a lot of things, like you were saying, quite right in this match. They started well, then there was the wobble, but they recovered pretty well. They gave themselves a fighting chance with the ball. They took a couple of wickets to make things interesting, but they're basically lacking wicket takers that aren't Siraj in the power play. I mean, Cameron Green did a fine job banging it in, and I think it was in some ways the right circumstances for him today at this ground with that pitch and against this batting line. I think it was a good matchup for him, and picks up two wickets. I think he did a pretty good job, but there sort of wasn't really anything else. And they bowled a bunch of wides, eight wides, 10 wides in the RCB innings, so loads of wides.
So one, that's of the additional,
one of the things that we didn't think about when it came to the addition of the double bouncers, not the double bouncers, the addition of two bouncers per over, the rule change, was that there might be loads more wides. And I think we found out today that there are going to be some teams that really are going to...
And some more reviews
test
as well.
Patience when it comes to that. But like, yeah, I don't know. It just... They flatter to deceive a little bit.
Yeah, there's something missing, isn't there? There's something missing at their core.
Yes. And I just... I know Daggar bowled well. I know Sharma got a wicket, but, and I know, you know, Maxwell's one over was fine as well, but none of them really scare you, I think, with the ball. And Alzari Joseph bowled a few good balls, but bowled quite a lot of bad ones as well. Ends up going for over 10 and over, didn't take a wicket. Siraj, law of Siraj, he was good last year. That means he has to be bad this year. 9.5 economy rate for him, didn't really come close to getting a wicket. I thought their best bowler was Yash Dayal, and he bowled his share of pretty crap balls, but he did actually beat the outside edge a few times in the power play, and maybe that was their chance. So you get to this point, I think, in an auction cycle where we've seen effectively an iteration of this team 2 years now. This is the third time. Is it the third time? I think it's the third time that we're seeing this auction cycle of RCB. And it feels like they're not really progressing. Now, I think there are some other teams that we'll see over the weekend that they'll feel quite different. they'll feel like they've shifted gears, but this just felt like RCP going through the motions to some extent on the way to another kind of defeat where they actually played some quite good cricket, but were put away by a cleverer team that basically outthought them. And at crucial points, just had a little bit too much skill for them. Max, is there anything left on this game that you want to raise before we take a quick break and then come back? Do you want to do a judgment on CSK? Were they what you thought they'd be?
I think what I saw from CSK, I think the last point I'll make on them, is they do look like they're going to miss Patarana, because that was their go-to. That's their plan for the death. It worked pretty well last year. If they have to rely on Deshpande, and even the Fizz, like at the end, took a little bit of treatment, that's going to be something they're going to have to work through, because there are going to be times when that's going to cost them, potentially cost them games. Now, it's just it's one game, right? So it could have been just Deshpande had a bad day, like, and it'll all be fine. Like the stat they threw up from last season was that Deshpande in the final over of games took 10 wickets or something and went about 9 and over, which is a really good record for the end of the game. But I'd be also really interested to see, to drill down in those numbers, like how many, what batters was he bowling at? How many wickets had CSK taken up to that point? What was he challenged with? Because today he pulled it back a bit, but under pressure, he kind of melted. So, they've got other options in the side. There's, Mukesh Chaudhry, there's Hanger Gekka, but are they going to be able to do... There's the Lord. Now, I mean, I probably wouldn't rely on him to bowl the death overs either. So, yeah, I mean, there's questions around CSK for sure with the bowling of how they want to approach the death overs and the personnel, but... that aside, it all seemed, with no Conway and no Raidu, that things are all, and Dhoni no longer captain, things are all still very calm and CSK like in the Chennai camp. So that's reassuring for us Chennai fans for sure, and good to get the W in the books as well. Start things off.
Yeah. Max, we're going to take a quick break then. We will come back. We've got to talk about Disco Stew. And then we'll be talking about what's coming up this weekend.
You're listening to the Cricket Podcast.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Cricket Podcast, where we're talking IPL. It's underway. First show of many. We'll be doing shows on Wednesday, Friday and Sunday. So the next time you'll hear from us will be Sunday after the four matches that are coming up this weekend. We should also say four
matches. Yeah.
Four matches. Yes.
Straight into it, isn't it?
I hope so. We should also say that this episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. They're back, baby. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below the waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0. Yeah. And watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men. 10 million, Max. That's so many men.
It's a lot of men.
That's a tenth of the audience for this IPL game. Manscaping. worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the code CRICKETPOD for 20% off plus free shipping. Do you hate making a mess? Not to worry. This bad boy is waterproof. That's the Lawnmower 5.0. You can shave in the shower. You can shave in the bath. Or even, Max, in the ocean. You know, if that's what you want to do.
Brits abroad get a pretty bad rep as it yes. is. I don't think we should be encouraging people getting just standing in the Pacific Ocean and just shaving.
Or any ocean. Maybe don't
any,
do that.
Well, any, you could. Any, yeah.
If you had a private beach, if you have a private beach, one, why aren't you a Patreon? We could do with the money. And two, that would be okay for you to take it in the ocean, but yeah. For the general listener, please don't do that. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CRICKETPOD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code CRICKETPOD at manscaped.com.
Well.
Nothing like a spring, nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants, Max. Disco Stew. Didn't see that coming. You didn't see the Manscaped
Disco Stew
coming.
Does Manscaped.
I reckon Disco Stew. So if people haven't watched this, and there's probably a couple of things with the IPL that, you know, if you're every year this happens, the IPL, we get a new batch of listeners that are kind of joining in for the first time. One of the things that happens is that occasionally there'll just be a show for no reason. The commentators won't have mentioned it. There won't be any explanation.
Oh, you think they know it's coming?
or who we're watching today. I understand there was a whole pre-game show. We didn't get any of that. That wasn't broadcast to the international audience, which is obviously a great shame. Otherwise, we would have tuned in an hour and a half early to watch a man in camo zip line into the Chepauk Stadium. What we got, or what the bit that we did see, was a DJ playing a set, just bangers, by the way, Free from Desire into Stairway to Heaven. Now, that takes, I imagine, extreme DJing skills to pull off. Whilst hundreds of men with lightsabers paraded around the pitch.
Disco ball hands.
And if you are new to the IPL, you've got to get used to this sort of thing. It might happen in every game. It might happen in the big games. It might not happen again for the rest of the tournament. We have no idea. Not sure the hosts do. Did you like it, though, Max? That's the question.
Well, it certainly took me by surprise. It was engaging, I suppose. The music was good, like you said. I particularly enjoyed "Freed from Desire." That was the highlight for me. That was where it really crescendoed, where all the excitement came out. But I'd say it possibly was a little bit too long. I was just hoping to get to the bit where we got to see the rest of the cricket. I do sincerely hope that it was just for today, because it was the first game and the opener, and that we don't have to sit through it for every game for the rest of the IPL. Because if we do, it's gonna be a long couple of months.
Could be, yeah.
But I guess they have to fill the time, don't they? If they're shortening the games, if they're getting through their overs quicker,
that's true.
They do have to fill the broadcasting time and, you know, make up the ad revenue that they're losing from the reduced number of commercial breaks.
I did feel like there was some sort of universe comeuppance, because I made a comment to you in our WhatsApp saying, looks like we'll be able to do the show a little bit earlier today because they're actually getting through the overs at quite a good pace. And then there was a 40-minute halftime show. They don't even have a 40-minute halftime show at the Super Bowl, by the way. and they have actual stars. They had one DJ.
And I'm not sure he was actually DJing, Jack. Yes. I am suspicious.
Oh, come on. Come on. Max, this is cricket. Let's get back to the cricket. That's our halftime show done. We've got four matches over the weekend. We'll blast through them pretty quickly. It's the big one, first of all. Punjab Kings v Delhi Capitals. Max, I think in our preview, I'm not sure we completely stack ranked the teams, but nobody had the Punjab Kings or Delhi making the playoffs between me, you, and Ross.
I think I did.
Did you? Well, tell me what's going to happen in this match then.
Yeah. I went on the basis of the players that had been picked in our Patreon IPL draft that's been manually put together. And a lot of Punjab players have been picked. So they snuck into my four. But obviously a flippant remark there, Jack, about saying it's the big one. But it is big. this game is really big for both of these sides, just both of these sides. But it's going to be enlightening because we think Delhi are terrible. We think Punjab are complete lottery. We know that we call them the Comedy Kings. We know they're a bit of a laughing stock, but they do have some really good players in their side. They've got some promising talent. They've got some great overseas. They've got all rounders. There's a world in which that knits together and they become a force. And Delhi is the perfect opportunity for them to start the campaign with a win and show what they could be about and show what they could do in this tournament. Because Delhi, they've got Pant coming back. All eyes are going to be on Pant and how he's looking after his long injury layoff. They've lost some of their middle order to Harry Brooks not there, and they have to rejuggle things. Not really sure what their bowling's going to be like as well. Again, Nokia coming back from injury. They're just missing so many areas. So like Delhi, we're fairly sure are going to be bad, which means they'll probably be great. Punjab, I've got no idea, but it's really important for them to get off to a good start and beat Delhi Capitals. So like it's going to be a fascinating game, I think, this one. Like, probably not going to have any bearing on how the actual tournament pans out in the end. But for these two sides, this is big. This is big, really important for them to get things off to a good start, because both will be going into it thinking that they can, you know, get some momentum going in this game.
I think that's probably about right. I mean, if we do think that they're probably, well, I certainly think they're outsiders for the playoffs. If they're going to put a run together, obviously this is a really dumb thing to say, but these are the games they're going to have to win, because I don't see Punjab or Delhi beating Mumbai and Rajasthan Royals four times, beating them both twice, which is they're going to take a lot of losses in those matches. So I think logically it would tell you that they're going to have to get their wins against the other bad teams. And it could be one of those ones where quite early in the tournament, the loser is already like a 10% shot to make the playoffs. Like, the season's already hanging by a thread after the first game.
Exactly.
Where would you put your money here and why?
I mean, I'm going to go Punjab purely on the lineup strength. I think they've got questions to answer about who they play, but I think they've got more about them. It's more high variance, I think, but I would say I'm backing Punjab for this one.
We were looking, weren't we, at like who could be the top wicket taker of the tournament if you were going to make a bet, and Nathan Ellis was 100-1. If you are in the market for a bet, we don't really do tips on the show, so probably don't actually bet, but that if he does play, that seems like a good bet. Like, it when you say they have a good lineup, Punjab, they actually really do, particularly on the bowling side. If they could put out a team with Nathan Ellis, who has been one of the best, I would say, T20 bowlers over the last 12 months, they've got Rabada,
who's taken bowl at the death, which is such a rare skill.
We've got Rabada, who takes stacks of wickets, and you've got Arshdeep. And then like the spinners, they're fine as well. And Harshal Patel will chip in, Sam Curran might play. It could come together. Like, we've obviously done previews of all these teams, so I'm not going to rehash all of that. You can go back and listen to them if you want to. But I believe Delhi and Punjab were on the same episode, the last team preview we did. So you can go back and listen to us do them in detail. But yeah, I'd probably tend towards Punjab on that one. So if you are at home, you can probably pencil in an early Delhi win. there, second match, Max, in the afternoon tomorrow this will be fun, I think. Kolkata Knight Riders vs Sunrisers Hyderabad. That will be at Eden Gardens. Obviously, the earlier match will be the first time we get to see a game at Punjab's new stadium as well. But Eden Gardens, we've got a new stadium and a classic for the afternoon match. KKR vs SRH. I'm warming up to KKR. I'm going to tell you that now.
Yeah.
Like, I was quite cold on them, but the more I look, the more I like it. I'd be going KKR for this game. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, everything I said about the importance of Punjab and Delhi, basically, again, for these two, but just slightly higher up the table. Like,
I think they're actually quite good, these teams.
Yeah, they are. That's why I'm saying, like, but for both of them, this is a real measure, because they're coming against another side that are basically in the same bracket of, like, we don't really know exactly how they're going to be, but you look at them, we're quite like what they both got, but I don't know how it's going to go. So, like, again, it's like these could be the two sides vying for that fourth spot, and victories over each other could be pretty vital in that race. So it's like it's the same thing, but for actually qualifying for the playoffs, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a real 50-50. You've gone KKR, so I'm going to go Sunrisers. I'm going to say it's going to be a fantastic bow for Patty Cummins in his first outing. The battle of the Aussies. Battle of the big Aussies.
It's always good to hedge your bets like that, Max. I agree.
You're right.
And I'm interested. I mean, like, there's a whole load of storylines going on in this game, aren't there? I mean, KKR, Mitchell Starc finally back in the IPL for the most money ever. Like, that's a bumper storyline. That would be the storyline of the weekend. Dhoni hadn't passed on the council.
How many crore rupee of Australians could there be on that pitch?
There's a fair whack out there, isn't there? You throw Travis Head in there. It is a fair amount of money. And then Sunrisers, so they've got Pat Cummins in. Hasse Ranga's just pulled a fast one on the ICC. Will he pull a fast one on KKR? I wait with bated breath. My problem with Sunrisers, like, a few years ago, Rajasthan Royals, they were all English. They had like three really good English players. They had Stokes just after he'd won IPL MVP.
Yeah.
They had Butler. This is 2019. So, my brain doesn't work that well. There was a whole pandemic and stuff. Forgive me for not being able to remember any more than that. But people were really hot on them. And then you looked at the domestic players and they were all pretty bad. It was like a young Sanju Samson and that was kind of it. Sunrisers are a little bit like that. It's, you look at it and you go like, oh, Glenn Phillips, he's a freak. He does wicket-keeping and bowling and hits loads of sixes. And Hasse Ranga, he bats and he bowls and he's one of the best leg spinners in the world.
Great power play bowler, smashes it at the end.
Yeah, who's going to bat, for them, besides them? Rahul Tripathi. Nothing wrong with Rahul Tripathi, but he's like the best Indian batter they've got. And it's a little bit of a drop-off.
It's more like you name all those players and then you're like, oh, wait, only four of them can play.
Well, we
didn't even say Heinrich Klaassen's name.
Yes, exactly. On the Sunday match, there's another two games. Rajasthan Royals v Lucknow is the early game. That's 10 o'clock in the UK or another time if you're somewhere else in the world. We were very hot on Rajasthan at home against Lucknow. Is that a foregone conclusion?
It should be. There's one exciting team in this game and there's also Lucknow. Mm. And I like Rajasthan. They've got, they've got the man of the hour, Yashasvi Jaiswal. They've got Josh Butler. They've got heaps, stacks of talent. And Lucknow are like, fine. So it's got to be Rajasthan, isn't it?
I think so. I like Rajasthan. I think they're a good team. I mean, the thing with the IPL, the actual difference between teams that we don't rate that highly, like Lucknow, and teams that we do, is relatively small. So if you look at the win predictor for this, it's like 57% to Rajasthan. So basically, if Rajasthan batted first and Jaiswal was out in the first two overs, which could happen, that would definitely happen at some point in this IPL, then suddenly Lucknow are probably the favourites. It's very fine margin. Or if Lucknow bat first and they don't lose a wicket in the power play, they'd be massive favourites to win the match. So I don't want to write any team off, but I do think that they're better. Rajasthan. I would expect Rajasthan to win that. So again, we've both gone for them, which means it's a safe bet that that won't happen. And then finally, Max, the afternoon game is Gujarat v Mumbai, or obviously the evening game if you're in India. That's probably my most looked forward to game of the first five. Pictures. I mean, obviously, RCB CSK is a classic. It's a classic, but in terms of two teams, then I I'm not sure they're as equally matched. Gujarat v Mumbai. I think that'll be a really, it'll be a really interesting measure of how two teams have had quite a lot of change happen to them match up for this year. Mumbai, obviously, they've retooled with Hardik coming in and they've got like some new overseas bowlers. So things should be a little bit more safe, maybe a little bit more predictable when they've got the ball. Bumrah coming back, that's a massive win for them. And then Gujarat, they've lost Shami and they've lost Hardik, obviously. But they've brought in Spencer Johnson and he's pretty dependable. And, you know, Shubman Gill will be taking over as the captain. That's new. Which way do you see it going?
Yeah, I'm going to plump for Gujarat. And it's this is a vibes pick. This is a Hardik Pandya derby anger. Come to our place and we'll show you what for. We're gonna make you regret what you did. Victory for Gujarat. Also, you know, questions about Sky's fitness for Mumbai. Obviously, he's recently had ankle surgery, so that's going to peg them back a bit. And yeah, I fancy Gujarat to do what they seem to do, which is win when you perhaps don't expect them to be that good. But then you remember, you know, they do have people like Shubman Gill and Rashid Khan and David Miller, who's entered some sort of new realm of how good he is as a T20 finisher. So there's still stacks of talent in that Gujarat side. And I reckon they'll squeak it.
Okay, well, I'll take the other side of that. I'll take the favourites. I'll be Mumbai. And I think they're going to go away to Ahmedabad and they're going to turn over the bad boys.
And then Hardik Pandya is going to take his shirt off and do a lap.
What, like Flint off?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. That would be pretty jokes. Anyway, I think that probably wraps up the first IPL show for us, doesn't it? Max will be back on Sunday evening. We believe Ross will be about as well.
Mm-hmm.
Disappeared today. So it'll be a three-man pod. We might even see if Dan Weston could come on the show. I know he's back properly next week. So, yeah, maybe he will, maybe he won't. If you want to follow along, obviously you need to click like and subscribe wherever you are listening or watching. As I said at the beginning, 2/3 of people aren't subscribed, and that is wrong. That's very disappointing. It made my mum cry when I told her that. So don't. You're responsible if you're watching our content but you're not subscribing. You're making us look bad. You're making my mum feel bad. You are bad, but you can redeem yourself. Salvation is available.
Repent.
With just one click of a button. We'll be back on Sunday. Enjoy the weekend's cricket. Thank you very much for tuning into the Cricket Podcast.
Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.